Paul says in verse 15 of chapter 2, he says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth." Actually, I want to go back and I just want to do a quick overview study of verses 1 through 15. And then we're going to take a quick look at some essentials that you need to understand about the way we are going to do our study this year. Let me read 2 Timothy 2, 1 through 15. "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. For no soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life so that he may please the one who has enlisted him as a soldier. Also, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not win the prize unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer ought to be the first to receive his share of the crops. Consider what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descendant of David, according to my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to imprisonment as a criminal, but the word of God is not imprisoned. For this reason I endure all things for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, and with it eternal glory. It is a trustworthy statement, for if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things and solemnly charge them in the presence of God not to wrangle about words, which is useless and leads to the ruin of the hearers, but be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed and accurately handling the word of truth." Like I said, I just really quickly want to go through these 15 verses, make some quick application points from them, and then we're going to shift gears, and I've got a handout that I'm going to give you to give you just an overview, some working information that you're going to need to understand how we approach the Scriptures. The first thing he says in verse 1 is, "Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." One of the difficulties of diving into deep studies of God's Word is that, quite honestly, you can get overwhelmed. You can get overwhelmed when you come to the place where you realize how little you really know. The one thing my Bible college did right my freshman year was the very first thing they did. They took us all into a room, sat us down, and put a test in front of us. Now, you have to understand that there were kids there from all over the country, preacher's kids, missionary kids, lay people's kids, but a lot of people who really thought, especially egotistical Brent, who really thought he knew a lot about God's Word. That test just laid me out. It showed me, of course, they were asking, you know, who is Moses' wife, sister's cousin, once removed kind of stuff, you know. I mean, but it exposed to me how little I really know. That's one of the dangers. And why I say that's a danger is it because it can be challenging to us. We can cower in fear and withdraw from it as if we're not going to get it, that it's too big for us. And Paul says to Timothy, be strong in God's grace. No matter what you learn at Jacob's Ladder, no matter how many deep truths I may be able to expose to you in the Word, it is all simply to strengthen your walk in His grace, not to replace that grace. Do you understand what I mean? You have to be strong in the grace that God gives you, because that's what keeps you connected to Him. Not knowledge, not intellect, not gifts, not abilities, the grace of God. It's interesting that Paul would tell Timothy to be strong in God's grace. Because when you think of the word grace, in Hebrew it's hesed, in Greek it's charis, and it literally means unmerited favor or loving kindness. And as we think of grace and mercy in the Bible, it is usually extended not to the strong, but to the weak. Grace is something that is given to the weak, yet Paul says, be strong in God's grace. What's he saying? Be strong in your weakness. And don't let fear keep you from functioning the way God wants you to function. One of my passions in this Bible study and in my ministry is that I'm convicted in my heart that as the body of Christ, we are not functioning where God would want us. One, because of what we've done to the Word. By cutting ourselves off from our roots, you cannot have a living tree with dead roots. But that's the way we've tried to study the Word. And that's what I'm going to try and show you, that that's not a good idea. We must remain strong. And in doing so, we will begin to function in the strength that God has for us. Verse 2, God has always intended for us to pass on to him what we receive from him. Look at what Paul says. He says, the things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach them to others. Guys, I want you to hear me. If the church has to depend only on those who are going to Bible college right now, and how many? I know we have one. We have any other Bible college students here? There's three. If the church has to depend on just those three, sorry guys, we're in trouble. The church cannot depend on professionals. There are pastors and teachers and elders and missionaries in this room tonight. And the church needs you, whether you went to a Bible college or seminary or not. And you have as much of an obligation to learn the things of God's word and then to do exactly what has been done for you, to pass it on. So as we come in here tonight, as we dive into Jacob's ladder, you need to understand I come to you with an expectation that what you learn, that you will also teach. Is that fair? That you don't come to Jacob's ladder to be a sponge. Come here to become a channel. Verses 3 through 6, Paul uses three examples. He uses soldiers, athletes, and farmers. And the common denominator is this, that in none of those professions will you be successful if you don't follow the rule. Even in, whether it's sports or agriculture, even in war, the bottom line is the rules matter. In one of the big words I learned my freshman year at Bible college was the word hermeneutics. I thought it was something you needed to go insulated for, get inoculated for. Hermeneutics, people kept asking me, do you have hermeneutics? I don't think so. I mean, I used Head and Shoulders this morning. Hermeneutics is just one of those big words that means it's the science of how the Bible is interpreted. Meaning there's a right way and there is a wrong way to interpret Scripture.